Hey, cattle producers, here's your weekly message from Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF, sponsored by independent cattlemen in Kansas that fully support RCAF and want to bring the message to all of you.
Beginning in 2014, after which we had 18 years of liquidating the U.S. cattle herd, we've lost about 500,000 cattle producers in this industry. Our production fell to a two-decade low, and at that point, our cattle prices hit the highest recorded prices in history. And in 2015, all the experts predicted that these higher prices would remain at least for 3 years, because that's how long it would take us to begin increasing our production from rebuilding our herd. But something went terribly wrong in mid-2015, and cattle prices fell precipitously, and none of the experts could explain why. And we filed a complaint and asked for an investigation with the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, asking them to identify precisely what caused cattle prices to collapse in 2015. We saw cattle prices fall further and faster than at any time in history. It countered everything everyone was predicting about our industry. And we know that other influencing factors existed. For example, the industry is telling us that the explanation for the collapse in cattle prices was because we had increased production of poultry and pork, and they are substitute proteins, and we had additional carcass weight that added to supply. But that's not the question we should be asking, because we know that those two factors would influence prices. The question we need to ask is, from an antitrust perspective, who or what caused poultry and pork production to increase and carcass weights to increase at precisely the time necessary to collapse the prices? Because the same major beef packers, Tyson Cargill, JBS, are also the same integrators of pork and poultry. Those packers unilaterally decide when to increase poultry production and output and the prices for those competing proteins. With that, we're out of time. Thank you and goodbye.
Make sure that you tune in next Wednesday to hear more from Bill Bullard. Once again, this message has been sponsored by independent cattlemen in Kansas that fully support RCAF and want to bring the message to all of you. Have a great rest of your day and keep a straight fence line.